Kindergarten is a challenge for lots of five-year-olds. Tougher still is if no one speaks their language. But immersion is a great way to teach a young child a foreign language. A year ago, the Gomez family of Southern California enrolled their daughter Gemma in a Chinese immersion school where Mandarin is spoken most of the school day. Deepa Fernandez of member station KPCC has followed Gemma through that first year.
Okay, so I'll get you to tell me your name.
My name is Brooke Gomez, and my husband is Ryan Gomez. And Gemma, would you like to introduce yourself?
No.
Okay, and this is Gemma Gomez.
Gemma, are you excited about starting kindergarten tomorrow?
A little.
It's really scary. I'm having, you know, my doubts even up until today where we're going to school tomorrow. And the scariest part about it, I think, for right now is just sending your kids somewhere where the teacher doesn't speak English.
I'm going to school now.
You ready?
Yep. Just need to put my backpack on.
Well, we are a English-only speaking family. I mean, we're not just not non-Chinese. We don't speak any other language than English in our house.
Just like when Ellen's first day of school sign that had an apple on it?
Yes, look what yours has.
A pony?
It's a horse. But because you're going to Chinese school, your picture on your school signs is a horse, because 2014 is the year of the horse.
Hello, pony.
My name is Anna Maria Apodaca. I'm the principal of Eugene Field Elementary School in Pasadena, California. A small percentage of our kids come into our program knowing Mandarin already. The beginning of the year is tough for some of our kids. They're very excited to be in kindergarten. And then once this instruction starts, some of them are a little bit surprised.
My name is Ting Ting Mei, and I teach kindergarten.
You're looking at the children. What are you seeing on their faces? I mean, do you get a sense that they understand what you're saying?
At the beginning of the school year, I don't think they understand a word of what I'm saying. So I have to use a lot of visuals or gestures.
I wrote Chinese on here.
We are 2 months into the school year, almost exactly.
And what does it say? Because I can't read Chinese. Wow, so that's you counting to, is it the equivalent of 10?
Uh-huh.
Did you find that really hard to do?
No.
So Gemma, what's happening today?
I'm at school.
Are you about to be in a show?
Yeah, it's Chinese.
What were you just asking the teacher, Gemma?
My table didn't have green.
So you wanted a green crayon?
Yep.
Most of them, they're really good at pronunciation.
And is that something you work on?
We do. If a student mispronounced the word, and I have the student repeat it again until they get it.
So what do you do in Chinese class?
You just do the same thing every day.
I definitely have had that thought many times of, is this right for us? Because, you know, there have been days where Gemma says that she learns the same thing over and over again every day.
Students learning a target language do need to hear the language a lot. So you will see in all of our classrooms, as a teacher is teaching new vocabulary, you'll see that my turn, your turn. A pattern where the teacher says it first and the students repeat it.
Yay! Finally! Wahaha!
How did kindergarten go? Well, I have to say, in one word, I would say amazing. It was everything that we could have imagined and more.
On yezi, there's a ye and a z.
And do you understand your teacher now when she talks in class in Chinese?
Yes. I've learned like 120 characters. Well, almost.
That says about the author, and I see a picture of...
me.
So tell me about the author. Can you read what it says about the author?
我要高金牙，我六岁。 我爱小鱼。干妈妈。
We feel like this was the right decision for Gemma and our family, and we're really excited to continue on.
For NPR News, I'm Deepa Fernandez.